Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Yuma Daf Mem Vov. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur, the second line from the top of Daf Mem Vov. Before we begin the Gemara, we glance at the side where we have a topic heading, the Nosei, which we've also indicated Ad Omid Beis. This Gemara lasts till Omid Beis. Evorei Oilo Shel HaTomid She Nisvasru. We're going to deal with the limbs of a korban oila. Korban oila is a type of korban that is entirely burnt on the mizbeach. Now, we'll be dealing with limbs of a korban oila that were not burnt at the time that it was offered, and we're talking about the tomid, that's the daily oila offering. Number one, tipul bahem, so what is to be done with them? And number two, dechiyosan es Shabbos and tuma. The ability of them, or the need to burn these limbs that were left over, and they would be burnt on Shabbos. In other words, if you had a Friday korban tomid that you didn't offer all of its limbs on Friday, so will you be able to offer them on Shabbos, to put them into the fire on Shabbos? And likewise, if they became tomei, would you be able to offer them? So now we turn to the Gemara. Omar Rebbe Lozer, Mishum Bar Kapora. Omer Hoya Rebbe Meir. So Bar Kapora says that Rebbe Meir used to say, Evorei Oila Shinisvasru, the limbs of the Korban Ola that were left over, Oise Lohen Ma'arocha Bifnei Atzmon V'Sodron V'Afilu B'Shabbos. Now we've noted this with an Aleph and Beis, or 2 points that he's making, and that is that the leftover limbs would warrant the setting up of a separate ma'arocha, fireplace, on the Mizbeach. This is something that we've learned about in previous dapim, that there is such a thing as a separate fireplace for limbs that were not consumed on their given day. And this is so even on Shabbos. The Gemara asks, my komashmon, regarding point Aleph, so that you're saying that you make a separate fireplace during the week, on a weekday, in order for these limbs to have a place to be burnt. Well, I don't need Rebbe Meir to tell me that. Tanina, we have learned that already in the Mishnah. In other words, I don't need Bar Kapora's report that Rebbe Meir says that, when we have a Mishnah that says that. Our Mishnah says, B'chol yoyim hoyusham arba marochos. On a daily basis, there were 4 fireplaces, and one of them was a fireplace for limbs that were not burnt during the day. So the question is, what is new about the information that Rebbe Lozer, in citing Bar Kapora, is being revealed? What's new about it? Amar Rabbi Oven, Loi Nitzrucha, Elo Lipsulin. The point that he's revealing is, even if we're dealing with limbs that became unfit, and there is a rule that applies to certain types of psulim, certain types of disqualifications, that says that if they are brought up onto the Mizbeach, they shall remain there. So we're talking about that realm, that type of disqualification that's known in Hebrew as im olu lo yerdu. So even limbs that experience some type of disqualification, even they are treated in this fashion with a separate fireplace. And in other words, they are put into this special fireplace. V'dafka shemoshlo bohen ha'or. This is so only if the fire has taken hold of them. Then we can say, as Rashi says, they become lachmo shel mizbeach. Then they become part of the food of the mizbeach, so to speak. Aval lo moshlo bohen ha'or lo. But if they were not exposed to the fire, then this halacha of them being put into a separate fireplace and even on Shabbos, well, that halacha would not apply. Ikal diamri, another version states, echod ksherin ve'echod psulin, whether they be kosher limbs that didn't experience any disqualification, or those that were disqualified, e moshla b'ana ur in ve'e lo ilo, only if the fire took hold of them, then they would be put into this separate fireplace. In other words, if they were put into the original fireplace and the fire took hold of them, but for whatever reason they didn't get consumed, they didn't get completely burnt up in the original fire, so there is this special fireplace for them. And now we turn our attention to point Beis, that's Vafilu B'Shabbos. So it was told to us on the top, in the name of Rabbi Elazar quoting Bar Kapora, saying that Rabbi Meir held that these limbs shall be tossed into the special fireplace even on Shabbos. And we're talking about limbs of a korban that was offered on Friday. So the Gemara asks, Tanina, well, this too, what do I need it for? We know this from our Mishnah, where it said, V'hayom chomesh. V'hayom means on Yom Kippur, there were five fireplaces. Now, Yom Kippur is very similar to Shabbos in the sense that the 39 prohibited melachos are prohibited on Yom Kippur just like they are on Shabbos. So if on Yom Kippur there was this fireplace, as on Yom Kippur there were five fireplaces, and one of them was for the Evorei Ola Shelo Nisaklu, for limbs of the Korban Ola that were not completely consumed in the regular fireplace. So I know from the Mishnah that this fireplace would be activated on Shabbos. So the question once again is, what do I need Bar Kapora's report for? Omar Rav Acho Bar Yankiv Itzrich, I need Bar Kapora's report. Salkadai Tachamina, had I just had the Mishnah, I would have thought, Hani Mili, when is it so? Hecho Dechal Yom HaKippurim Liyois Achar HaShabbos. That the Mishnah that says that on Yom Kippur there would be a fireplace, there were five fireplaces, and one of them was for the Evorei Ola Shelonis Aklu, I would have thought that is true only when Yom Kippur comes out on Sunday, so that the Korban Oila that we're talking about was the Shabbos Korban Oila, the Tomid that was offered on Shabbos. And why could those limbs be offered on Yom Kippur? The Chelvei Shabbos Kraven B'Yom HaKippurim. Following this rule, that Chelvei Shabbos, that's a reference to the sacrificial parts of the animal that were due to be offered on Shabbos, Kraven B'Yom Kippurim can be offered on Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur that comes out on Sunday, so Yom Kippur is suitable, or it's fit to have those limbs offered up on Yom Kippur. Aval be'emser Shabbos. Emser Shabbos, the word Shabbos means the week. But if Yom Kippur would come out in the middle of a week, so then the idea of the Korban Ola, the Tomid that was offered on the day before Yom Kippur, I wouldn't know. Without Bar Kapora, I wouldn't know that they could be offered up on Yom Kippur itself. Komash Malon, hence I have Rabbi Lozer's quote of Bar Kapora, who said in the name of Rabbi Meir that this phenomenon of limbs that were not consumed in the regular fireplace are put into the special fourth fireplace even on Shabbos, even if it's not a case of Yom Kippur coming out right after Shabbos, but rather it's a weekday korban that was not completely consumed on the weekday. So, it, like on the case of Friday, leading into Shabbos. So on Shabbos, those limbs can be put into the fireplace. We continue in the Gemara. Omar Rava. Rava raises a problem here. He says, "Man hai delo chayish lekimche." Who is it that is not careful with his flour? That's a translation, but it means who's not careful with his Torah learning. Hal b'chol yoim tnan. The Mishnah itself already said that every day there was a fourth fireplace, meaning even on Shabbos, and not like was suggested five lines up by Rav Acha, who said, I wouldn't have thought that the Mishnah is limited to the case of Yom Kippur coming out on a Sunday. I understood from the Mishnah itself that even on Shabbos, which was preceded by a regular Friday, you had the fourth fireplace set up for the limbs, that if they were not consumed on Friday, they would be tossed into this special fireplace on Shabbos. So I still don't see why I need Bar Kapora's report in the name of Rabbi Meir. I had that information that Rabbi Meir originally said, Afilu b'Shabbos, I knew that from the Mishnah. So this remains kashya, this remains a difficulty. What was Bar Kapora telling us that I didn't know already from the Mishnah? Upligo de Rav Huna. Rashi points out, Upligo de Rav Huna, ad Bar Kapora, ad Rava. You'll see that Rav Huna's approach is against that of Bar Kapora and Rava. That we'll see now in the Gemara, Upligo de Rav Huna, the Omar Tchilosa Doiche Seifo Eino Doiche. That means that the a korban tomid of Shabbos is offered on Shabbos. That means the beginning of the korban tchilos, the beginning of a korban tomid that needs to be offered on Shabbos. So you go ahead and process it. However, soifo eino docha, Rashi explains, soifo eino docha, tomid shel erev Shabbos, the korban tomid that was offered on Friday, the tomid is the daily public ola sacrifice that was offered on Friday, ein evarov niktorim mishetechshach elamalon mibod yom. Its limbs cannot be offered up on Shabbos. So we see that Rav Huna disagrees with the approach taken by Bar Kapora and Rava, who assumed as a matter of fact that the expression b'chol yom in the Mishnah meant every day. Even a Friday sacrifice will be offered, its limbs will be offered up on Shabbos. Gufa, the Gemara continues, Gufa representing a reference or a focus on that which we just mentioned in passing before, Omar Rav Huna, Tomid. Rav Huna says regarding the Tomid sacrifice, the daily Korban Ola offering, Tchiloso Doche, Soifoi Eino Doche. So the beginning is Doche, the end is not Doche. My Eino Doche. When you say it's not Doche, what do you mean it's not Doche? Rav Chista Omar, Doche es HaShabbos, V'eino Doche es HaTumo. That it can be offered up on Shabbos. However, if it became Tomei, it cannot be offered. And the Rabbo Omar, Doche es HaTumo, V'eino Doche es HaShabbos, and Rabbo says just the opposite. Omar Lei Abaye L'Rabbo. Abaye addresses Rabba and says, "Lididcho kashya l'Rav Chista kashya." There is a difficulty according to what you said, and a difficulty according to Rav Chista. Lididcho kashya. Regarding you, I will ask, "Maishno tumo dichtiv b'moy adoy vafilu b'tumo?" What is different about tumo that you say that the Korban Tomid is Doche Tuma, because the Torah uses the word Bemo'ado, that it shall be offered in its time. And when the Torah says in its time, even if it became Tomei, that's Vafilu B'Tuma. Well, Shabbos Nami, regarding Shabbos also, Bemo'ado Vafilu B'Shabbos. It shall be offered in its time, even if that involves overriding Shabbos. So, how is it that you make a distinction between Shabbos and Tuma? Ulu Rav Chisda Kasha, and the same question is focused on Rav Chisda. Maishno Shabbos, why is it that Shabbos, according to Rav Chisda, we say that it's Sofoi is Eino Doche Shabbos, Sofo, that is Doche Shabbos and not Doche Tuma. So why Shabbos do we say that Korban Tomid will supersede Dichtiv Moado? Afilu b'Shabbos. Moado means in its time, even if it comes out on Shabbos. Tuma nami b'Moado v'afilu b'Tuma. Regarding Tuma, the same thing. So the Gemara now responds with a long answer. Rabo answers on his behalf and also on Rav Chisda's behalf. This will take us down a number of lines down the top of Amid Beis. Amar le lo didi kashya v'lo Rav Chisda kashya. There is no question to be raised against me, nor to be raised against Rav Chisda. Lo didi lo kashya. As far as my position is concerned, says Rabo, just to review Rabo's position, was that the Tomid is Doiche Tuma and not Doiche Shabbos. So he says, L'didi lo kashya, soifoi kitchiloso. The end is like the beginning. Tuma, we continue at the top of Omid Beis, Tuma, ditchiloso bar mitcho tumahu, sofo nami dochi. With regard to Tumah, just like at the initial offering of it, if let's say there is no Kohen that is Tohar to do this Rikas Adam, so it is done by a Kohen that's Tomei. So we see that the initial offering of the Tumid overrules the rules of Tumah, so too Sofo will also be Doche. And what does that mean? That if the limbs became tamei, so they are offered, they're put into the fire, even though they're tamei. Shabbos, however, the tchiloso lav bar mitchi Shabbos hu. That means if you, let's say, had a Friday korban ola that you didn't offer, and Shabbos set in, you can't offer it on Shabbos. Not only that, but let's say you slaughtered the Korban Tomid of Friday, and it was slaughtered, and the blood was not sprinkled, so you don't sprinkle it on Shabbos. It becomes ruined upon Shkia Sacham, upon the onset of Shabbos. So the beginning of the Korban, which is a reference to the sprinkling of the blood, so that's not Doiche Shabbos. Once again, a Friday Korban Ola, whose blood wasn't sprinkled on Friday, isn't going to be sprinkled on Shabbos. So Sofo Nami Lo Dochi, regarding the limbs of that Friday sacrifice, also won't be cast into the fire on Shabbos. L'Rav Chisda Lo Kashya, Sofo Tchiloso Lesle. Rav Chisda, who made his distinction between Tuma and Shabbos, first of all, he doesn't hold what I hold. He doesn't hold that you compare or the laws of Sofo to the laws of the Tchila. Rather, Shabbos, the Hutrohi Betzibor, Sofo Nami Dochi. When it comes to the Korban Ola, and it's being offered on Shabbos, we use the term Hutra, means it's completely allowed. The laws of Shabbos are completely suspended with regard to the Korban Tomid. Therefore, limbs of a korban tamid that were offered, that the which was offered on Friday, its limbs can be burnt on Shabbos. Tumah, however, with regard to the laws of tumah, the dechuya hi betzibor, when Rashi says bekoishi hutra, the chokam defsher the mahadrinon atahorin, the laws of tumah aren't totally suspended. I mean, rather, if you have no other choice, so then it is done in a state of tumah. But otherwise, we don't say that the laws of tumah are suspended. So we use the term dechuya. Tumah the dechuya hi betzibor, trilaso the ikur kapara dachi. With regard to the original sprinkling of the blood, if you don't have a kohen that is tohor, so you can use a kohen that is tameh, because that's the primary atonement or purpose of the sacrifice, namely the sprinkling of the blood. That's called the ikur kapara. However, sofo, the lav ikur kapara, lo dachi, sofo is a reference to the burning of the limbs. It's not the mainstay of the sacrifice. It's not the ikur kapara. Therefore, with regard to tumah, we say its tumah is not going to be pushed aside, and they won't be offered in a state of tumah. Itmar. Now we start a new discussion, and on the side of the Gemara we have a topic heading, the nosei hamechave, the issue here has to do with extinguishing Eish Machto, Eish Hamyuad Lemenora, Kacheles Shel Mizbeach. We have Eish Machto, this is the extinguishing the fire, the coals that are designed for the Ktores. Eish, the fire that's Muad Lemenora, the fire that's used, that's taken from the outer Mizbeach into the Heichal for the purpose of lighting the menorah. And a gachelis shel mizbeach is a coal from the mizbeach. The posuk tells us the eish hamizbeach lo sichbe. There's a Torah a ruling that says you shall not extinguish the fire of the mizbeach. So with that background, we turn to the Gemara. We should note ahead of time that we're going to see diamonds, and they will be highlighting two Lishonos, two versions of the Gemara. Itmar, Hamechabe Eish Machta Umenora. One who extinguishes the fire of the Machta is the pan that holds the coals that he extracted from the altar fireplace, for the purpose of bringing into the Heichal for the Ketores offering. And the menorah, it's the fire that's used for lighting the menorah. If one extinguished those fires, Abaye Omar Chayav, Rovo Omar Potter. Abaye says that he is Chayav, means he's violating the posuk that says, Eish HaMizbech Lo Sichbe. And Rovo says he is exempt. And now we say, under what circumstances this machlokis doesn't apply, and under what circumstances it does. And that's what we see, the double underlining, highlighting the expressions, the Kule Amo and Ki Pligi. So, the Kavya Barosh Shel Mizbeach, the Kule Amo Lo Pligi, the Chayav. If you're dealing with these fires that were still on the top of the altar, they weren't taken down to the ground yet. They were still on the top of the altar. So everyone agrees, means Abaye and Rava will agree that he is guilty for extinguishing. Ki pligi, the achte a'aro, the kavye. The machlokis between Abaye and Rava is if the limbs were taken off the mizbeach and then extinguished. Abaye omar chayov, eish hamizbeachu. Abaye says it's one is chayov because it's fire that originated on the mizbeach. And the pasuk says, "Eish mizbeach lo sichbed." You shall not extinguish the fire of the mizbeach. Rava Omar Potter, Kevon de Noska Noska. Rava says, "You are exempt once it's been removed, or it's detached, it's removed from the mizbeach, so it's no longer associated with the fire of the mizbeach, hence not coming under the prohibition of the Torah." Elohanti Omar Rav Nachman Omar Rava Bar Avuha. There's a statement made by Rav Nachman Hamurid v'achilas me'al gabi hamizbeach v'kibor. One who took a coal off the top of the mizbeach and extinguished it. Now he's extinguishing it while it's not on the top of the mizbeach. Rav Nachman says chayov. He is in violation. So the Gemara asks, Keman, Kabaye, is Rav Nachman's teaching limited to the viewpoint of Abaye? The Gemara says, no, afilu temo kirova. Rav Nachman's statement will align with Rava as well. Now, Rava had mentioned that there would be leniency for extinguishing once it's removed from the Mizbeach. And yet Rav Nachman says that a coal removed from the Mizbeach and then extinguished results in guilt. So would Rava agree with that? And we're saying yes. Afilu temo karava. Rav Nachman can align himself with Rava. Hasam, the din of Rav Nachman, lo intik lemitzvasa. It wasn't detached for a specific mitzvah. It wasn't earmarked and hence disassociated with the Mizbeach. And therefore, in the case of Rav Nachman, there still is guilt. It's still considered a shamizbeach. It's still considered fire of the mizbeach. Hocha, here where Rava exempts, that's only because intika lemitzvasit was removed from the mizbeach and focused or reserved for a specific mitzvah, either for the menorah or the machto. And only because of that, it's no longer called Eish HaMizbeach. Iko Diamri, another version, is the Achte Aaro VeKavid Kuliamo Lo Pligi the Potter. This is a more lenient approach, and it says that everyone will agree that if the fire was put out once it was placed on the ground, then everyone will agree, kule ama lo pligi de poter, ki, that he's exempt, ki pligi de kavi barosh shel mizbeach. You have coals that were removed from the fireplace but are still on the top of the mizbeach. They weren't taken down to the ground yet. And there on the top of the mizbeach, after being removed from the fireplace, they were extinguished. Habayim or chayav, eish hamizbeach hu. Abai says he is guilty because it's still considered Eish HaMizbeach, even though it was removed from the fireplace, but still on the top of the Mizbeach. And it comes under the prohibition of the Pasuk, which says Eish HaMizbeach Lo Sichbe, that you shall not extinguish the fire of the Mizbeach. Ravam Mar Potter, Ravam says there's exemption. Kevon de Niska, once it was removed from the fireplace for a specific mitzvah, it's no longer considered associated with the Mizbeach. The Gemara asks, Elo Haldim Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua Hamoyrid Gachelis Me'al Gabi HaMizbeach V'Kova Chayav. According to Rav Nachman, a coal that's taken down to the ground and put out and is extinguished, one is guilty. Now, what did we say a moment ago? We said that if it was taken down to the ground, we have this noted in the most recent diamond, if it was taken down to the ground and then put out, everyone says there's exemption. Here, Rav Nachman, we say everyone, by the way, that meant Abaye and Rava. Here we have everyone, here we have Rav Nachman saying that he would be chayav for extinguishing a gacheles on the ground. So, keman, lo ke'abaye v'lo ke'rova. Should we say then that Rav Nachman's teaching does not conform to Abaye nor according to Rava? So the Gemara says, no, there's no reason to create this clash. Hasam lo intik l'mitzvos. In the case of Rav Nachman, the coal, though it's on the ground, but it wasn't removed for a particular mitzvah. So it wasn't earmarked with a new mitzvah in mind, hence it's still considered associated with the mizbeach, coming under the prohibition of Eish HaMizbeach Lo Sichbe, you shall not extinguish fire of the mizbeach. Hocha intik lemitzvah. So here, in the case of the case that Rava and Abaye were dealing with, they were dealing with fire or coals that were removed for specific mitzvahs. So therefore, everyone will agree that if it's on the ground, that there would be exemption because it's no longer considered Eish HaMizbeach. As you can see, that concludes the fourth perek of Maseches Yuma. And before we conclude our shir, let us just remind you that we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.